so he would sleep. He would go to sleep with the shoes on. The whole gallery didn't take off the shoes. And then in Sofer, in the letter that he writes, in the whole Rosh Hashanah, he writes, I can't continue to write the letter because, and you can see that the letters were like, you know, like they were more valid. The Alter of Kelm said every time he came to Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah, he said, he writes, someone who ever didn't see Rabbi Shlomo Talanda has never seen you in his life. The Alter of Kelm. He gave him a description of his. So, my dragas of Yira. And then it says that his result and his final showing is that in Al Yoshir, when the Jews were coming to Eretz Israel, Shomu Amim, his final showing is of Pasha. Shomu Amim Yirgozim, nations heard and they Yirgozim, left. Yirgozim, Yirgozim, Fani. That's the lowest level of. Then it says, Chil Ochad Yoshve Kloshet. They were trembling. Yoshve Kloshet, they were already up. It says, Az Niv Alu, the Alufim of Edom, were in hell. They were already, it was more than trembling. Eile Moyav, the powerful ones, Moyav, Yoshve, they were Ra'ad. That's another Madrega. And Namoy we call Yoshbe Knan. Yoshbe Knan, what should they know from that? Wake up in the morning, you just can't get out of bed because the legs don't go. That was the. So, these Madregas of Yira were shy to the Tadikim and the Nani Rabbi saying, you share with my client, wondering why this son is broken and I can still untie my shoelace. So we need to try and meet Karev a little bit to Rosh Hashanah, to this aspect of it, and just try to explain why it's necessary, why it's so important, and is it actually relevant to us? Should we really be, is it something to be afraid of? So, in the Siddur Kishorim, right near the beginning, I just noticed I had written down some quotes, by the way. The Gaon says about the Siddur Kishorim, like, I saw a tremendous light coming down to the earth. Right, in the Kishorim. Rabbi Rukum writes, this sefer contains all of the Torah of the Ramachal, just he was maskil in a genius way to put it into Lashon Niglu. So the Siddur Kishorim is pretty kosher. And so I thought, you know, I've been through, slowly but surely you go through a lot of the Siddur Kishorim, but who hasn't seen a lot of it? And just opening here, the Siddur Kishorim tells us it wasn't a Machadesh. You should read over and over it. I suggest, in order to help us to appreciate on our level what's actually happening in Rosh Hashanah, so you should go through this yourself after sometime between now and Rosh Hashanah. But the Mitzvah Yisroel discusses in the Hirus. He says that he brings Chazal. Eved Shoshoitim Olam Kalom Yisukah Hamuru Yisakonah Yeshu. An Eved that they weigh up the light things as just as much as the heavy things are weighed. Does he have a tukana? What extra does he have? So he, and he says, the chamurois will not be mashkiach the color. The famous mitzvah with the Gaon, he was with some Jew in prison. And the Gaon said, you didn't make a bracha. He said, no, I'm a happy for us. I mean, the Gaon said, on for not saying the shiachol, that would be a hit. Doesn't serve as Magare. It's called Maiseh Elokim Yogur Benishba. So, can I just go through this? The name of someone who says, I've got a problem with the Mevaker, to see if he's a veteran. The Torah says, do a chait, Hashem will forgive, not because I had to listen. Not true. And Mrs. Hashem just explained something, the whole minor of Rebbe Rupert, someone wants to see it. But I see Mrs. Hashem making mamish the point, so that's the whole minor. He says, Hashem is Kael Emes. Hatsur Tomim Pa'aloi, he called Rokh of Mishpat. He says, if Hashem wants Mishpat, and the Rebbe Rupert adds, they bring the post, Hashem is Oyez Mishpat. So three things Hashem loves. Am Yisrael, Mishpat, one of them is Mishpat. He says, Hashem wants Mishpat. So he says, if Hashem ignores something that's done that's not correct, that's not right, that's just like if Hashem will ignore the mitzvah that we've done. He says, Hashem wants Mishpat. So there's no such thing as being over on Mishpat. As it's a midah, the shayach, Hashem's midah of chesed, the shayach of Hashem is not merhachem, not chesed. There's a midah, there is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a midah of mishpat. There's not such thing as see, the Shem says, okay, in mishpat means who wrote it? Hashem wants mishpat. So Rishi Yitay Lekol Ish Kedrofa Wukabri Ma'alol V'tachlit Adiksov. So he says, mishpat requires that every person receive Kedrofa who could be malolov with exact measurements, whether for the good or whether lamuta. And it says, Kael Emunah Vein Avel Tzadik V'yosher Hu Chazal Tzeh L'Tzadikim V'la Rishon V'la Rishon V'la Tzadikim. There's no bitur. Ki kach hi amid avada. Well, this is his point. It's a mid of measurement, not just V'al hakol hu dan V'al kol chay tumani V'ein li'imolet. The Mishnah Hashem says, and he's done on everything, on every chait he's manish, and there's no running away. Then he goes on to say, so what is the midah rachamim? How does that fit with midah mishpat? So he says, there are things which midah tadin doesn't machayim, doesn't lead to, but there are certain things that are not a stira. Do not contradict Midas Hashem, which those things come in Midas Harachim. Midas Harachim says, you know what? Be'etam Mitzad Midas HaMishpat, straight away on the spot, with no time, that's it. Someone who's really looking to the Boyer Kolo Elohim, so it's not Shayach that he should. Midas Harachim says, give him time. Midas Harachim says he could metaken it. If he's metaken, Midas Harachim says that will be accepted. Midas Hashem has machayev left. There's not a spirit with Midas Hadin, because at the end of the day, there will be Midas Hadin. But we've given you a chance to fix it, to Mesaker. We're giving you time. But without tshuva, without real stepping up and Mesakering, Midas Hadin says, it's shaykh to Mesaker. When this is trying to say, someone killed somebody else, shaykh to Mesaker. The chidish of Midas Hadin was, yes, there's a mokum to be Mesaker. That's not a function of Midas Hadin. But it's not so to the Midas Hadin. At the end of the day, he was a kid. Midas Rachman gave him time. He came, he was oiker the rotten. Midas Rachman says, you can be oiker that rotten that brought about the chet, then you'll, Hashem will that's going to be Yom Kippur. Then we'll attack in the faith. No. But without being oiker the rotten, without all of that, there's no such thing as, let this one go. There's a middle of Mishpat. Now, I want to point out, tonight we're going to get a little bit of that piece, which we're for Rosh Hashanah. Certainly helps us to appreciate what actually happened. It's a matter of ignorance. We're just not in touch with what's going on. But if we would be in touch on our level, if we would really hear what's taking place, it moves us. Kibnei Mora, so the Alta, the Mora in Rosh Hashanah. And on this point, it's just trying to bring up. Every single one of us, on Rosh Hashanah, this is Vada. Even if we desire it, we have to with all these desire it, Biyata, with all the Klolim and Aitas that they are from Chazal, being part of the Klal, and making yourself all the list of being the Kolamagra, we don't have all these things, I'm not going through them, the basic things, you've got to look in the Torah and just bring all these things. But one thing is Vada. On Rosh Hashanah, every single one of us is taken and analyzed, put under, you know, the surgeon in the surgery room with a big light. He's looking straight through to the depth where even the Nevi'im Shmuel couldn't reach. Shmuel HaNavi wasn't able to see. You see Lainayim. The Navi sees Lainayim, and Hashem says, I see the one. Hashem is looking all the way through. There's no shine about it. Or before anything happens, before Hashem says, after 1 second, he's my ring on me, so he's doing this eight and that eight, he's taka becoming taka dan shuva. But before anything takes place, we are every individual is perfectly set as to where he's holding. But every one of us is being so there's none of us that you know, if we can hear that, can go through indifference, go through Rosh Hashanah indifference. Is there anyone that's confident enough to think to have a half a minute that I'll see din? And that's what's happening in Rosh Hashanah. There's minutes of Rishvah is in Kovea. Right. You know, what percentage out of the 1 to 100 scale have we reached? That's before what actually the din is. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. You're standing in front, the gilui of the Shekhinah that's taking place on Rosh Hashanah brings revolved in a moment. There's a Gilui Shekhinah. This is Melech Gilui Shekhinah Kisei Rabban Yisrael. For our benefit, Hashem made it in a way that there's one day in the year, there's 10 days of the year, where this is taking place. He doesn't need it, but so that we can step up to the church. We can tap into that. We have to know that's what's taking place. This is the Shorim. And being aware of this point. And individually, of all the points, Kibnei Moran, the sheep go through one by one. You know, in Chevron, in Yeshiva, there were guys, I'm talking about the, you know, the places where they have big Nisoyas, FFB guys that grew up in the right? And they never got, I mean, both of them, they don't have those Nisoyas. But you see the guys like coming to Rosh Hashanah, like, comes next to me, you know, you take the seat next to me, you know. Okay. You cover. You get up, Kibnei Moran. There's not, what's it? It's got no shaita to the person next to you. It's not going to help at all that, oh, we all spoke Rosh Hashanah together in that room together. We sat on lunch there, we were all talking about Rosh Hashanah, so you feel relaxed. That's not a teshuva. After 4% takes it individually. Kibnei Moran, one by one. So, these are things we've got to think about that will help us to karev the Messias, what actually has happened. It says in the Medrash, I'm going to go to the Medrash, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki im ha'slicha l'man tivoreh. Slicha is with Hashem, so that Hashem should be feared. So, Barosh Hashanah, the Medrash says, Barosh Hashanah ha'slicha mamkenet et lepo. The smicha of your kippur on Rosh Hashanah is weighed by Hashem. Kol kach lama, why is it being held back? Why is the smicha of Rosh Hashanah being held back? Leman tivore. There's a medrash, b'shvil ziten emot galavim. Rosh Hashanah, there's no smicha. And it's mitzashev. It's Yom HaDin. Hashem said, I'm not giving slicha. Why does Hashem do that? To place his aim out of this. So we should be doing it to that aim. Why does Hashem want us to experience this aim so yala bria? Because so is dovor, the reason for the in the process, so is dovor, hakol nishma, es ha-elokim yirov, ki tizek hola hodam. That's what I mentioned all about. It's the year of Hashem. Ma Hashem is the Hashem name. Ki in the year of this. That's what it says. Why is that? We're going in the Kabbalah room. The Havdi, the philosophy room. But Lamai says, they call Adam. That's a match. How does it seem with the Sisi Shorin who says that the Tachlis of of life is Dveikus Bashem, is Nishkare Ben Hashem, is close to Hashem. This is the Tatis of Yiru. The Teres is Kanira and other Steres. The Yiru, Yiru Hashem, which we're supposed to get to, which Hashem wants us, that's what brings us close. That's what breaks down all those machitas, all those things that stop us. When we've got Yiras Hashem, when we're zoche to this, to some level of Yiro, of understanding what's going on in Rosh Hashanah, suddenly the machitas, some of those machitas are broken down. And instead, the machitas Hashem says that's the task, is to lead the Veik and Hashem. To the Veik and Hashem, to break the machitas, that's what we're here for. If someone doesn't have Yiras Hashem, there's no breaking machitas. If we don't tap into what's going on in Rosh Hashanah, we come in there indifferently without going through this process. So there's no, it doesn't start. It's not a way to go through that sense of mitzvah. But now, how do we get to this? How do we get to this? Some basic level. At least for a moment on Rosh Hashanah, you get that cold feeling. That shiver. I once showed my American friends in Gamerson how you can go right up behind this rhinoceros and they don't see very well. So he was in the car and I went up behind the rhinoceros. And then the rhinoceros turned around, the wind changed. And I remember the shiver that went through. My third unfortunate running with a rhinoceros. And none of them were. But that shiver has got to go through us on Rosh Hashanah. It's the hub there, right? Now, how do we get there? So, this is the chiddush for this time. I just got from reading the Pesach Chaim on the pillars of the back where you can divide the pillars of Rosh Hashanah. On the Chayim Tehem Bach, the book he talks about, a tefillah for Yiras Hashamayim. The Mayim, they bring from Chazal. Chazal say, when Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said, Halavai, that the matzah, their leg should be like this forever, always, it should stay like this. Halavai, that Yiras Hashamayim should stay. So Chazal say, that Am Yisrael should have said, Tei Nata, Hashem, you give us that Yiras Hashamayim, because it's Taka. And they didn't do that. This was a tremendous chiddush to me. Am Yisrael should have said, Hashem, we also want Yiras Hashamayim. You give us Yiras Hashamayim. So there's a tremendous yisod that we have to. I never really appreciated this. I think the first part was appreciated. You've got a few days before Rosh Hashanah. You've got to get up there when you're davening, or when you're walking around and you're speaking to Hashem. And say, Hashem, Tei Nata. We read about Rabbi Sayyid, we read about the showing of the Madragas of Europe. Right? So we take that time. That's the one answer. The other point is, it helps to know that on the other answer. It helps to know the whole Baran. When it goes to what we're discussing, we're there to getting to a point where we can on Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaTfilah. What is this day? It's a one long Shmoneh Esrei. Almost 25 hours, we still have to learn this way. Davin Shmoneh Esrei, two Shmoneh Esrei, two Shmoneh Esrei. That's a question. He finished Shmoneh Esrei, like Shachris, Tev, Tarim, Shmoneh Esrei, or Musa. He finished Musa, the started Minach Shmoneh Esrei. That's what it is. I mean, it's a Yom HaTfilah. We want to be able to get up there in the first Yom HaTfilah, Rosh Hashanah, and be Shivchi Kamayim Libech Lechach Kuri Hashem. This is some stage to feel what it means to Keponim Elponim, to stand before the Melech and speak to the Melech. Again, Tnei Morim, no one else is disturbing my Tfilah. It doesn't affect me the Chal that the other people are around. Ani Medaber Im Abishal, Im HaMelech. That's the Simcha of the day. So we all want to be able to experience that. I mean, that it just takes one Rosh Hashanah of all the years to have on different levels that we have, but the one that you remember the most, that the one that Yom Kippur. When you had a tefillah that a person can never go forget about that. what it is. If he does, right, he can come back easily because he's experienced what it means to where there's a tzlicha today. Now, how do we get to this? Apart from the first day of the discussion, the other thing is, Rav Olda writes, El Yeralin Ul Kol Atzei Yor, Yibnei Hashem, the trees before Hashem, the Yeralin, Kivo, because Hashem's coming. When is he coming? The Medrash says, Rosh Hashanah, Kivo, when is he coming? Yom Kippur. Rav Olda writes, on Rosh Hashanah, because Rav Olda comes down, Kivo, where did he come from? Rav Olda writes, in the lab of every So if we know that that is the case, we're on a whole different level. It's a mitzvah, right? Just all we need really is the emuna that is the case. Like that's our problem. Yeah. If we have that emuna, then we take a deal. Then it's just a matter of taking our time. So know that that is we're in a different state. It's a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. You're in the heichal amena. You're now in the head for 2 days to 10 days. It's right. Rosh Hashanah is in Kippur. What is your mother's darga? You're mamish in the head of a mess. You lift my religion. That's what Chazal tells us. All we need is the emuna. And once you lift my religion, why don't the ladies lift that? Because you've got to have in your pocket that other, you know, that Rosh Hashanah that goes by dry as a, especially after you heard the drosh about how the ladies get open things, but suddenly you come to Rosh Hashanah and like, it's just like you've got to have a track where you can tackle the day with that mahalas as well. You've got to be able to come at it with, but I thought I was going to have such a beautiful davening, right? And you've still got to maintain you've got to hold your yeshiva down. Hashem, if that's what I'm supposed to have today, I'm proud of that. That's another way to go through Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, just that's an aside. So, final point being, is for how to tap into what's going on, is to use the tefillah. We don't have to do too much. We don't have to do too much. In the tefillah that says what's taking place, we're in the Heichal HaMelech. Have a look. Right. Read the front page. What's going on? Get into the tochniyot. Today, when you're in the Heichal HaMelech, you're reading the Melech tochniyot. Melech tel Rav Menisa Yoshev Kishen Rabuso. What you go through the screening of Mamar Hasina. There's the Osi. What Melech tochniyot? What's going to be? You just let the Tfilah take you through. That's the way to tap in. It's an opportunity. It shows opportunity. Hampshire for what we're saying. All year round we say Malchus every day. I mean, Kodesh, 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 what we tell about the Malachim, or what's special about Rosh Hashanah. That's the Nukudah. On Rosh Hashanah, to be Matil Eimah. The rest of the year, the Yei Torah says, here's the Baal said, for the Yei Torah says, the person that's Alfel the Saroi, foaming, greasing, says the Yei Torah Hadain Didi. This one's mine. This guy's mine, he's mine. That's what Chazal says. There's a Chazal, that Hashem says, when Tain Livcha Ve'Necha B'ni, give me your hand, give me your heart, V'Atat V'Atashuni. Hashem says, oh, that one's mine. So you've got a battle between the Tachara, which year round, when we get up and we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you just, you're captive. It's like the guy who's being captive by the told there was Nechtat. Imagine he gets up and tells the Arab, you know where my home is? I live at such and such, and that's where I live. That's the home, man. You know, you're out. Right? You don't, you think you live there, but you don't. That's your realm. This is the opportunity of Shoshana. That's where the piece of the Shoshorim. This is the chance to tap into the day. Let it, it's there in the heart. And we give it a shim. Kiva, Hashem comes into the heart. Tainato, you've got the quest to say on Rosh Hashanah, so he can ask Hashem for that. That's not personal tefillah. Another point. Okay, fine. But that's what it's. Tainato, and follow the program. See what's happening. Say Hashem,
אני שלך. השם שלך, אתה שלי.
In end of the Rosh Hashanah, it's the first time that actually saw it. And the tears of Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah, such a beautiful tefillah. This is that Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah told us all about. Elokai, if my avon is too great to carry, so what? Matah says Hashem Ta'avon, what about your great name? And if I don't hope for your mercy, who's gonna have mercy on me? Chutz Mimcha, besides you. L'chein im tikteleini, if you kill me, l'cha ayachel, I hope to you. V'im tevakesh la'avoyni, and if you're looking for my avon, evrach mimcha elecha, I'm going to run away from you, towards you. V'eskase mechamoscho v'tzivcho, I'm going to take cover from your anger, from your wrath, from the midas hadin, the midas hamishpat. Where am I going to take cover? Under your wing.
They didn't read Hallel.